Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
Everybody, Keith Simpson here from Norell Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I am Animal Control Officer Hopkins. I work with the municipality for about 6, going on 7 years now.
Okay.
My main thing that I do is animal control.
Okay. And 6, 7 years here in Fort McMurray?
Yes.
Are you from Fort McMurray, or did you move here 6, 7 years ago?
I moved here about 13 years ago.
Okay.
From Newfoundland.
Okay, what part of Newfoundland?
Northern Peninsula.
Okay. And so when you first moved out here, were you a bylaw officer at the time, or is this something you decided, like, hey, let me look into this career when you got here?
Yeah, I came out of very straight out of high school.
Okay.
Law enforcement was not something I was looking into.
Yeah.
But I started on site cleaning, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Then I got into security about a year later, and it just kind of grew from there. Okay. And yeah.
Nice. And so, why did you move to Fort McMurray initially?
Work.
Like, it was work. You're just like, this is
like
the place.
Like everybody
to go.
Else, work. Yeah, 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 and my sister was here as well, so I came up with her. And
okay.
Yeah, so just the whole jumped family's in. Now. Well, it's just me and my brother and my sister here right now, so I'll still have a bunch of family back in Newfoundland.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, Newfoundland, Fort McMurray, it's actually the second highest populated place in Canada, other from St. John's, for East Coasters from Newfoundland. So there's a lot of you here.
There is.
A lot of you here. You guys feel at home. So when it comes to animal control, what does that mean? What do you do? I see the vehicles, and I'm just like, all right, that is a bylaw officer of some sort. I don't know if you can give me a ticket. I don't know if you just figure, if you just, like, deal with animals. So what does the job kind of entail?
So we're still bylaw officers, so we can still do the parking tickets, any other thing that a bylaw officer would do.
Okay.
We just mainly focus on animals. Okay. And, well, the animal control vehicles obviously are equipped for picking up animals with the kennels and everything else.
That's right.
So we deal with everything from running at larges.
What would say that in?
Running at large.
Okay. What does that mean? I want to hear everything else you do, too, but I don't know what that means.
So an animal that is, I don't even know how else to explain it.
Yeah, it's a
it's at large. It's not with
like
anybody.
Like an animal who's like running. Like,
okay,
you know, like
okay,
a,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
A man who's at large.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but like a pet instead.
I've never heard that, like running at large. I was just like, does that mean like bigger animals versus smaller animals?
I'm at large right now.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
This is not under control by anybody. So okay. Most people would refer to it as a stray, but it's usually.
I'm old. I would say a stray.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's an owned animal, so we say it's at large.
Okay. Okay, and what are the other things?
So that's one of the main things. Summertime coming, that's a very big thing.
Yeah.
Defecation.
Okay.
Big one this time of year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then we deal with our attacks and barking complaints, welfare checks.
Okay.
So anything that would deal with a domestic animal, we pretty much do.
Interesting. Okay. When it comes to animals, I think everybody at the show knows this by now. Like, I know nothing about animals. So I know nothing about what you do. So I'm going to ask some really silly questions, but it's because I don't know the answers to them. How are you catching an animal? Like, I've tried to catch a dog. I've tried to, like, corner a cat. I've had a bird fly in my house, and I had to try to get it out of my house. Like, it is impossible to get these things. Like, they're quicker, more agile than us. Like, what's your technique to trying to catch one of these things?
I think every animal is just different. Like, most dogs that we deal with, they'll just come to us.
Okay.
If you have ones that are, like, skittish or, like, kind of nervous, treats work great.
Okay.
And we'll try all different types of technique like you would with, like, a normal pet. So, like, do you want a ball? Do you want to go for a ride? Do you want a treat? Like, see if any of those things click with them. And
yeah,
once we can get them next to us, we can get a leash on them. And it goes from there. Cats are kind of iffy.
Yeah, of course.
They're not predictable. And
yeah,
it's not always great.
Yeah.
Cats are really hard to catch. So unless they're already contained.
Yeah.
Like if they're just at large.
That's right.
You're probably not going to get them. Like,
okay, good. So.
Yeah. Especially if it's a cat that's been out for a while. It's starting to get feral. And
yeah,
you're not catching it without a trap or something right, like that.
Right.
We do have other, I guess you could say, techniques. Like we have our catch poles, our mm-hmm. snap leashes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That would be more so for like an aggressive animal and stuff
right.
like that.
So when you're on patrol, is it you by yourself in a vehicle or do you have a partner?
By yourself.
You're by yourself. Oh, so like you can't even like tell your buddy like, hey, you go left, I'm going to go right. We're going to like it's. Oh, wow. What
yeah. Now, if we have
job.
A call, like, yeah. depending on, like, I've had it before with dogs running on confed or thick wood, we're radioing each other. Hey, can you come help us?
Right.
I can't do this by myself. So right. then we're, you know, some people on top, on bottom.
Right.
Like, just spreading ourselves out around yeah. the area and try yeah. and get the animal cornered or at least get to one of us. And
right.
at that point, it is hard, too, because
yeah.
they're running in traffic and they're scared.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So. We had our old studio was up in Abbasan. We had a neighbor who had, I think it was a snake or maybe it was a lizard or something. So he was saying like there's, and I had no idea about this, but like you got dogs and you got cats. Obviously, I think most people know about that, but
yeah.
you got birds, you have all different type of animals. Are there different bylaws for different species of animals?
Yeah, so there are a lot of, like, prohibited animals.
Okay.
Without having the list in front of me, I couldn't
yeah.
even right. name them. But, like, some snakes are allowed.
Yeah.
But right now you're not allowed to have anything that's a constrictor or venomous.
Okay.
So anything with spiders and
right.
stuff like that. Exotic yeah. animals, you're not yeah. allowed.
Yeah.
So there was a big thing going on with snakes, and no snakes were allowed, and lizards and all that. But
okay.
it wasn't actually a thing. It's just...
Certain ones.
Yeah.
Oh, got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
anything that can really hurt you.
Yeah.
It's not going to be allowed.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. We also had a guest on a while ago, and I didn't even know this was a thing, but I guess like people like get birds. Okay. Once again, I didn't know there was a lot of people who wanted birds, but like birds get abandoned a lot.
Yeah.
And so like, what do in those circumstances? Like, how do you guys participate in like? Bird collection. Weird thing that I didn't even know existed.
Like, they're a weird thing to deal with anyways. Like,
yeah.
And we do get calls like, hey, this budgie bird showed up on my deck and
yeah.
they bring it inside. So we go and get it. So obviously if the birds are flying around, we're not going to get it.
That's right.
But no, I think it was last year. We actually had quite a few like budgie birds or similar type birds that were just
yeah.
let go or got away and
yeah.
we ended up with them because normally they clip their wings so they can't fly away.
Oh.
But these obviously weren't clipped and
right.
they yeah. flew to coop.
Yeah. That's awesome. So yeah, it was one of those things where like I, once again, I'm not really a big pet person. Sorry for everybody at home. But I never thought about birds. Like I don't know anybody that owns a bird. And then when we had like this guest come on saying like, oh yeah, like I rescue birds and I had them like, what are you talking about? So I would have to assume most of your job though is dogs and cats though.
Yes.
Okay. So
I've been getting into a lot of chickens now though.
Chickens? Oh my God. Okay. So Tanner tapped his phone. So he has his questions ready. I'm going to try to remember that because I got lots of questions about that.
Oh, dear.
But before we get to the Max City Minute, we need to hear an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, please take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we are back. Thank you, Carrie. Tanner, hit it with the Max City Minute.
All righty. Question number one for you today. What is the weirdest animal you've had to control?
Oh, boy. say is probably chickens.
Chickens.
Question number two. What is your favorite part of getting to work with animals all the time?
Good one. Just the interaction with the animals, the different breeds. Love dogs, so getting to see the puppies and playing with the puppies is great.
Question number three. What is one thing you think everyone with a pet should do?
Make sure you have proper training for your animals.
Question number four. What was your go-to cereal choice when you were a kid?
I think Reese's Pieces.
Nice. And your final question. What is your favorite animal?
My favorite animal, not domestic, could be anything.
Anything you want. Doesn't even have to be real.
It was always a tiger. I don't know why, but I've always loved tigers.
And those have been your five questions.
There we go. Let's talk about chickens. Let's talk about chickens. Like, what are we talking about here? People got chickens?
People have chickens.
You're allowed to have chickens?
You are.
Okay. This All is, right.
That's recently, though, right?
Yeah. Well, it was a pilot project first, so there was about, I think, 50 licenses that were being issued.
Okay.
So now it's been at least a year. I'm not even sure how long it's been going on now. But now it's been approved that people can have chickens. Now, you still have to go through the application process and have everything in place, but, yeah.
Okay.
You can have chickens.
All right. Okay. So we're in northern Alberta. It gets cold. Like, those chickens aren't, like, free-range. They ain't walking outside. So you're telling me people have chickens in their house?
No. They're free-range chickens, bro. They just don't make it to the winter.
Oh.
No, they do. They have to have proper coops, so they got to be, like, insulated and, like, withstand winter because you can't have chickens in your house.
That's I'm saying. That's why I'm, like, when you said chickens, I'm just like, who's rocking chickens in their house?
No. There's a bunch of restrictions around it, having a proper size coop. You got to have a proper size lot.
Yeah.
You can only have so many birds. You can only have hens, not roosters.
Right. Okay. Okay. Yeah,
there's a bunch of things.
No cocks.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, like, I think it's a cool concept in regards to, like, if you're in a warmer climate, like, hey, having some chickens, making some eggs, like, whatever, do you. But, like, I would never have assumed in northern Alberta people would even consider having a chicken.
Yeah, they've been making it work. I guess they would probably have heaters and stuff like that in the winter.
No.
I'm not sure how that works. I'm still kind of learning the whole chicken thing. But
yeah.
When I say they don't make it to winter, it's because most people who keep chickens are using them as food.
Yeah. Like, fair enough.
They get to Easter, they get to Thanksgiving, and then that bird is gone.
That's right.
I don't think they're supposed to do that, but.
You're not allowed to eat the chickens?
Just the eggs.
So you can't have a chicken to, like, cull and eat, like, for food?
No. Well, you're not supposed to butcher anything, like, on your property, so.
See, I made that assumption. Like, to me, that makes sense.
No, so wait, what do you do if you catch a fish?
I don't catch fish.
No, but, like, but if I caught a fish, where am I supposed to?
Oh, like, actually, like, fishing it.
Yeah, where?
Well, that's a fish.
Different laws. Yeah, and I guess the fish, like, when you catch the fish is dead before it gets to your house.
Not usually. Like, you got to call that thing.
I don't fish either, so, like.
I fish. I just can't catch anything.
There we go. So, wait. Let's talk about it. Once again, there's a guy that reached out to me, like, I was chatting with, and he's just like, Elliot, like, you're so innocent. Like, I love how you act and ask these questions. Like, you put on such a good show. I'm just like.
Not an act.
It's not an act. It's not a show. Like, I don't know shit. And he was just like, really? I'm like, yeah, man. I'm like, you kind of basically just called me dumb to my face. And he felt so embarrassed. But, hey, so when it comes to fishing, you cast your line, you reel in your fish. Take them off the hook, and then you club them. Yeah. So the fish is dead there. And then, yes, you take them back to wherever you gut them when you take them home.
So if I took my chicken down by the river, I could kill it there?
Well, we're not talking about chickens because we don't know, but we're on fish.
Yeah, but like she said, you can't kill anything on your property.
That's right.
So, like, if I had the chicken, you can kill the fish by the river. Can I kill the chicken by the river?
Okay, this is a good question. Bylaw, we are afterwards. If get in the comment section, like, cut and paste, like, the bylaw into policy. It's a fascinating question, but I assumed, like, what you just said, you can't be just killing chickens because, like, you got to have, you got to be a butcher. You have, like, there's
well, it's like the cleanliness and everything like that, like, just all the different, I don't know about diseases, but, like, the different things that you can get from animals.
Yeah.
So you have to make sure it would be done in a proper environment and you're not getting, like, the cross contamination and making yourself sick, I guess.
That's right. I would love, if anybody's watching the show in Fort McMurray right now and you have chickens, I would love for you to come and be a guest because I got lots of questions for you. Lots of questions.
Yeah, it's still new to us, so
no doubt.
Still trying to figure out all the ins and outs of it.
Yeah. So when you became a bylaw officer, did you know or do you even get a pick? Like, no, I'm going to be animals or I, like, want to go into this. Like, how did you find yourself dealing with animals specifically?
So when I started, and well, it's still kind of like it now, you do both animal control and bylaw.
Oh, you've had to do animal control too? Or no?
I'm old.
Okay. All right. She brought an entourage, so you never had to do the animal component then?
From time to time, I'll help out.
Yeah.
Helping out.
Okay.
I usually need assistance.
That's right. Because, like, me personally, the reason I ask is, like, I don't mess with animals. Like, I'm not overly comfortable around them. But, like, potentially, like, let's say I want to be a bylaw officer, but I don't want to do animals. So I was wondering, like, is it part of, like, the application or conversation when you start? I'm like, yeah, man, I can mess with animals. Or...
Yeah, so when I started, that was part of it. You enforce all bylaws.
Yeah.
East
Coast is coming out there.
Yeah, it is. It's probably going to a few times.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I started mainly doing bylaw. Yeah. But then once I started training more and getting more comfortable with animals, because I was actually terrified of big dogs when I first started.
Okay.
Yeah. So after doing it for a while, got more comfortable, then I was like, okay, this is something that I enjoy doing it.
Right.
So I started doing it full time.
Yeah.
And then you have people that's not as comfortable, so kind of... You'll put the people in that feel more comfortable and confident doing it.
Right.
But we still all try to help each other out.
Yeah. You touched on a question that I was going to ask you in regards to, have you always been comfortable around animals? So obviously big dogs, no, but, like, were you somebody who wasn't comfortable and then you just built that tolerance? Or
yeah, I was absolutely terrified of big dogs. I don't know why. Like, I've never had a bad experience, but I just knew that they could really hurt me if they wanted to.
That's right.
But no, just after I started training and just, I just got more comfortable over time.
Okay. Now, here's my next question. I've been saving this one in my head. So when it comes to animal and animal attacks, like you see them on YouTube and stuff and people are wearing these, like, big costumes and, like, to protect themselves.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys have one of those big costumes?
No.
No. Oh, so like you're just like putting your
limbs
on.
Well, we do have, like, we have our bike gloves. So like.
Okay.
They come, like,
up
to here, and, like, they're thick. Now, if you have a really powerful dog, they're probably going to bite through it, but it'll save getting, I guess, torn apart.
That's right.
That's why we have, like, our catch poles and
different
tools like that.
Okay, but you're not walking around in those big white costumes just like, okay. Now, next question. Once again, sorry if anybody thinks this is a dumb question, but, like, when you watch, like, television shows and they let the dog, like, go on people and then they don't have the big costumes but they still have, like, the little ones for training. Have you ever done training where they, like, sick animals on you so you can, like, see what it would be like in the heat of battle?
I did it once.
So they do that. Like, that's just not on TV. Like, they will.
Yeah. It's actually really good training and, yeah.
Did you pee yourself?
No. I actually quite enjoyed it.
Really?
Yeah.
That literally is one of, like, would be a nightmare of mine, even though, like, I know in theory, you've got all the protective gear on, like, to see, like, an angry animal charge
you. First I was nervous, and then I was like, nah, let's do this. This is kind of cool.
Okay.
But it intrigues me, like, just seeing how well that those animals are trained.
Right.
It's crazy. And it really intrigues me, and I kind of like to get more into, like, training animals and behavior stuff, but I love this job. So.
That's awesome. Okay, this probably isn't within your sector, but I'm going to ask anyways, because we're talking about animals. Drug-sniffing dogs. Does that, like, part of bylaw? Who does drug-sniffing dogs? Is that RCMP? I know it's at the airport.
RCMP, I think.
Yeah.
I know, like, on site, they have their own, like, contracted out.
Oh.
I actually did.
Because, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, so when I worked security, I actually worked with the drug dogs on site.
Yeah.
So that was interesting.
Yeah. So I'm glad I asked this question. So when you were a security officer, Was that with the organization that you work for? Like, I don't know, the company, doesn't matter, Garda, whomever. But is that in-house that they hire, or is there a third party that they hire to bring in those dogs?
It was a third party. So there was someone that had the dogs.
Yeah.
They were all trained. They would come in, and we would assist them, so we weren't handling the dogs.
Right.
It was just more so if the dogs alerted, then me as security would have to do the search.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fast. Although I'm not the most comfortable around animals, they are fascinating to me. Like, how a dog's nose can smell certain things that we can't, how they can hear things, like, nuts.
It's pretty crazy.
So, dealing with animals all day, do you have any pets?
I don't, actually.
Okay.
And that surprises everybody.
Yeah.
But no, I do not.
It actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You don't need an animal. You see them all day, every day.
Well, and that's what I said. Like, you know, if I want to see some puppies, I can go see some puppies. Like,
yeah.
It's like I get to deal with animals all day long. I don't have to go home and be responsible for them.
That's right.
But I would like to have a dog or something. It's just.
It's a lot of work.
It just hasn't happened. Yeah. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. So, Fort McMurray, you moved out here because of the opportunity, but you've obviously stayed here for a duration of time. What about the community keeps you here?
I'm not really sure. I just like Fort McMurray in general. It's like my family's here. Well, some of my family, but work is here. Like, I enjoy my job, people I work with.
Yeah.
And, I don't really know what keeps me here, but.
All of the above.
Yeah, and I was like, the things that I like to do outside of work, it's like I can do here, and if you want to go somewhere else, everything is pretty close by that I would want to do.
That's right.
Outdoorsy person, so.
Okay, I was just going to ask, what activities are we talking about here?
Well, last summer I got into kayaking, so now I'm like addicted to kayaking.
Are we talking about kayaking that like you can flip over?
Oh,
or?
No, haven't got to that yet.
Okay. Where did you go kayaking? Just in the Snai?
Yeah, I went out to Snai, go up to Clearwater.
Oh,
I've been out to like Enstrom, Gregoire, Crow Lake.
Nice.
Like, so I'm trying to like get my way around to all the different lakes now.
Are you just day kayaking? Are you camping or how?
No, just day kayaking.
Day kayaking. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
You're hardcore though. Those are a lot of like hard places to kayak.
The river is a bit difficult. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's so nice. It's just, I didn't realize how much I would like it because I'm a little scared of water.
Right.
Even though I know how to swim.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I tried it out last summer. I was like, this is amazing. Like, it's just peaceful, and it's like nothing else matters. It's great.
There we go.
And then you get like a different view of things. Like,
You really do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, listen, Tanner tapped his watch. So that means we are out of time. But before we cut you loose, you get a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
A shout out. I don't know what I would shout out to, but can I just, like, make a little statement?
100%. You can do whatever you want.
Everybody out there. My biggest thing would be make sure you guys are, you know, doing proper training with your animals and cleaning up your dog poop when you're out in the trails and not having your dogs off leash. It's such a problem here. Mm-hmm. Just be mindful of these things for many reasons.
There we go. That's awesome. I love it. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, and Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.